Well, we've talked so much the last couple of weeks about the Astros cheating scandal. Let's really get to the bottom of it now. Joining us on the ticket is a Deep Throat informant who says that they work deep within the Astros organization over the last 3 years, and they know everything about the cheating scandal. Now, to get this person to come on our program, we have had to digitally alter his or her voice to protect their identity. So thank you, Deep Throat informant, for coming forward.
Nice.
We appreciate your courage. Can you tell us how this all unfolded?
Well, I know for a fact that the Astros traded for years.
Years.
I was there when trading was discussed, planned, and executed. I did not want to be a part of it, but I was forced to go along with it at gunpoint.
Gunpoint?
Wow.
I was forced to bang on garbage cans. But it went beyond garbage cans.
Beyond garbage cans.
When we played the Dodgers in the world of the series, the cheating advanced to an advanced degree.
Okay.
AJ had us bring his preferred garbage cans on the road. He would not let us just hit any old garbage can. He researched meticulously 248 different kinds.
Wow.
Of cans.
No idea.
To find the ones with the perfect timber, tone, and sustain. He preferred ones made of hand-carved flamed maple with nether of pearl inlays.
Never seen a trash can like that.
Accented tone woods.
Quite exotic.
Then, when his cheating fetish could not be sated with garbage can hitting, he made us move on to shooting flare guns in the air for off-speed pitches.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
When a breaking ball was going to be thrown, he had us release super rare parakeets into the air with tinsel tied to their talons. And he had trained them to fly in a syncopated figure eight motion.
This is so elaborate.
We were beating on things other than garbage cans.
Uh-oh.
As well.
Like what?
Sometimes AJ preferred the sound of us beating a homeless man.
All right.
To signal a swerve ball.
I don't know
he
if
would
I
never
believe
okay that.
He was so mean and so AJ.
Well, what was there any more? I can't believe that there would be even more than that.
Many people have wondered if Nolan Ryan knew about the cheating.
Yes, we were actually going to ask you if Nolan Ryan knew anything.
Nolan was aware. he was aware of the cheating. Nay, Nolan participated in the cheating.
Okay.
Nay, Nolan demanded the cheating.
Well, that's quite a leap from aware of the cheating.
He was insistent that the Astros steal signs. He had all the Astros batters fitted with vibrators.
No, no.
Buzzers, do you mean?
In their butt tunnels.
No way.
That would be activated to signal upcoming pictures.
I thought it was like on their shoulder, buzzers on their shoulder or something.
No, no, it started on the shoulders, but when Mulan found out about it, he wanted them moved to the anus.
I guess they're harder to find there.
Oh, and man. Mr. Mulan personally inserted the vibrators into the players.
No, he didn't.
This is so horrible. No. I was forced to watch to pleasure myself.
No, what? No,
this
no,
has gotten
no.
outrageous.
I cannot speak anymore.
Well, maybe that's best. Okay,
why
bye.
You've been forced to watch and do that.
I don't know how much of that I believe. That's the latest on what the Astros were doing in their cheating scandal from a deep throat informant.